You're listening to Rantable. Who's not happy to receive gifts? Well, some ladies are complaining that their boyfriends or husbands give gifts that are weird beyond belief. I'm talking about watermelon, a big sword, or a packet of tissue. Are women too picky, or are straight guys? Do you just not have a clue what a good gift means for a woman?
Well, I want to sidebar and say there's probably a lot of special ladies out there who should be expecting gifts here very soon,
mm-hmm.
and they are your mothers.
Mm-hmm.
So to all those moms out there, I hope these straight guys get their stuff together, even though you're their moms. That would be weird, of course. But I'm saying, like, hopefully they get their cool gift ideas ready for their moms, and they, you know, the one of the most important ladies in your life, you guys give them a good gift.
Sidebar as well. I think I do love that quote, God could not be everywhere, and therefore he made mothers. So everybody, on Sunday, it's Mother's Day. So straight guys, gay guys,
all guys,
and women, everybody, we all have mothers. And it is time for you to take a little bit of your precious time to spend with her. Maybe give her a gift. The most important thing is keeping her company and attending to her needs and really share that you care for her. All right. Okay. Weird gifts, guys.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a lot of weird gifts. I'm going to point out some of the ones I think that are ridiculous. One guy, are you ready for this, gave his internet game account saying that is the greatest achievement he has ever made. Oh,
what?
My God. First of all, A, what is she going to do with a game account? B, it's like, dude, you play way too many games. Like, oh, my God. Hopefully you have other achievements in life. So I thought that one was pretty silly. There's another one that was a sword. I would feel way too uncomfortable giving a girlfriend a sword.
Maybe a dagger.
Because an hour later when you piss her off,
you'll regret
that gift.
You know where that weapon is going to be stabbed into.
That's, oh my God, Hoyoung. Okay. You know what? There is one cool gift here that I disagree. I think poop-shaped chocolate is a festive and fun gift with a sense of humor. I get your sense of humor, straight guy who gave his girlfriend poop-shaped chocolate, and I get you, and you're not alone.
And it only costs you $9.99.
It's the thought that counts, okay?
Yeah, and what's more, I've actually checked it out on Taobao. It's got these chocolates with characters on it. It says, 宝贝, something, something, something. So not only do you get poop, you get these specially written words
totally
on the poop
as well. Yeah. Yeah, making it all, like,
it's,
you know,
so
tailor-made. Oh, okay.
You said it's tailor-making.
So what else do you think is a bit weird, or maybe not weird in the eyes of a straight guy, Luo Yu?
Well, this is another guy who actually bought back her girlfriend from a business trip in Chongqing, a pepper bag, saying that the pepper from Chongqing is the best, and he hopes his girlfriend can better develop her cooking technique.
Oh, that is passive aggressiveness. That is a backhand slap, and it is not acceptable. Girl, do whatever you need to do with that guy.
If you ever said that to a girl in the U.S., she would knock you down on the ground. Like,
that's
so
like
that you could better develop your cooking? Dude.
Yeah, how dare a man say that you should better your cooking technique? And also, there are some guys sending out very weird stuff, like sex toys or vibrators to their girlfriends.
What did you just say?
Sex toys.
Oh my goodness.
You know
to
what?
Their girlfriends.
I don't think that's an awful gift. I'm not going to get into it. But
did you say you don't?
I don't think it's an awful gift. Sex is natural. I think everybody does it. Why not spice it up a little bit? The gift that keeps on giving. Anyways.
Yeah. That I do agree with you. Yeah, let's just talk like adults, right? But what, I mean, a vibrator?
As long as he's giving it to her more for her enjoyment than his? Like a gift that's not necessarily giving back to him?
Or Ryan! Whoa, you just got yourself a lot of female fans, I think. Yes.
Let me ask you, though, Hoyoung.
Yeah.
What do you think of this list? Let's hear your thoughts.
Yeah.
The big sword? The hammer. Well, okay, I feel differently for the hammer.
Oh, my God.
No.
A hammer, okay.
Okay.
Do explain this. I want to hear it.
Oh, okay, I'm not weird, okay? Basically, it could be useful, let's say, in your car. I mean, if the guy is so attentive to your needs and realize, let's say, you know, I drive and I kind of want to keep a weapon in my car, just in case, let's say if there was flooding, like, you know, big rain, torrential rain, like happened in Beijing a couple of years ago. And then if you have a big hammer in your car, it's useful. You can break the windows and get out. And if the boyfriend realizes that I don't have one in my car and gives me one, I think that is super sweet. So I think although some of this, the gifts are really weird, if you just look at the face value of it. But if, you know, under circumstances, then it could be a good thing. But the thing that a lot of guys got wrong is apparently clothes, bags, and dolls, stuffed animals, are considered as safe choices. Dude, you cannot be more wrong. Do you know why, guys?
No.
Okay.
No.
Here comes the lady to make the confession and guys should listen up moment.
Uh-huh.
It's because clothes and bags, forget about the dolls, maybe you can give that to a 6-year-old pedophile. Don't do that. So, I mean, okay, so for clothes and bags, because it's like so personal, girls have a very specific taste and preference. It's like, I'm not going to say that. Anyway, so I think with these gifts, it's only when she has signaled you that she wants one particular bag can it be a good choice. If not, okay, don't make the wild guess. Or if you're sending her a bag, then at least have the courtesy to put the receipt in it so she can return it if she doesn't like it. And dude, you've just saved yourself. Yeah.
But how about some of the other safest choices from my perspective? Perfume, chocolate, and flowers.
Dude, no! Flowers, maybe, but you need to have taste. Communicate with the florist about exactly what kind of style of the flower arrangement you want. That's crucial. Perfume and chocolate, no, because it shows that you have not put any thought into it. So it depends on if you're dating a girl like He Yang, who's not very particular about these things. I'd be happy regardless of the perfume chocolate. But for a lot of my lady friends out there, I know they want this gift really badly, they want it to be right, then if you're just sending her whatever famous designer perfume, it's not good. It doesn't show that you care for her enough. It's generic.
God, it's like buying gifts for your girlfriends, like walking through a minefield.
Yeah, and that's why you should definitely consult He Yang, you know, or someone, a good friend of you, that knows this stuff and makes sure that you get it right.
So what's the advice? I mean, they should not be generic. They should be tailor-made according to your taste. What are they?
Well, guys, pay some attention to what your girl wants. And if you really show her that you've put a lot of thought and heart into it, she will be happy. And if you've done all that and she still thinks that this is not enough, then break up with her. That is what I think.
Get rid of her.
Yeah, and oh, it's Friday today.